Good morning. Welcome to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Buddy Cianci, how long has it been?
It's been a long
time. It's been a while. 1996, we did a documentary on you at MSNBC.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Buddy Cianci, of course, the name is synonymous with Providence, Rhode Island, right? Former mayor of Providence from 1975 to 1984 and 1991 to 2000. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here.
And you're also the host of the Buddy Cianci Show on WPRO in Rhode Island, right?
10 to 2 and also on ABC 6 television as a political analyst.
So help me out here. What's wrong with the priorities of your state? It wants to change the state's name. And again, I think I'm introducing this information to people for the first time. The state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. That's the official name of Rhode Island, right?
That is correct.
To just plain old the state of Rhode Island. Why is this a big deal?
Well, first of all, it's a big deal to some people because they feel that the word plantations conjures up memories of the slave trade and slave days, of which Rhode Island obviously was involved in back many, many years ago. It's ironic because the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations is the longest name that any state has, and it's the smallest state in the union. But they want to change it. As a matter of fact, the state legislature, the House of the state legislature, voted pretty overwhelmingly to put it on the ballot in 2010. It still remains to be seen whether or not the Senate will approve that and also join in the House version. And they are coming back today to deal with that. I think, in my opinion, I don't think that when it does get to the people of Rhode Island, I don't think that they'll vote to change the name of the state. I think there are a lot of traditional people here, and the argument is that hey, plantations may conjure up memories of slave trading and all that awful tragedy and all that horrible part of our history. However, when the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations was given its name, you know, we all know it was Roger Williams who came here in 1636, and it wasn't until 1652 that slavery even started in Rhode Island, and in 1636 was 16 years before slavery was introduced, and plantations didn't mean slave place. It meant a settlement where people worked. It didn't mean it had nothing to do with slavery.
The idea of people in Rhode Island wandering around with all that 1600s history in their head. I mean, if you say so, I'm down with it, buddy. Now look, there was a time, and branding has been a historical problem, at least in recent history in Rhode Island. I mean, for a while, Providence needed to kind of distance itself from some of your problems to move forward, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, your political fall from grace, your troubles with the law, that sort of thing. Does Rhode Island need to move away from, some of the traditional problems that it has had socially, maybe, that would be a higher priority, dealing with unemployment, dealing with some of the other problems in Rhode Island rather than this right now?
That's a very good question. I think that their priorities are wrong. I mean, they're kind of like cleaning the bathrooms, you know, of the Titanic prior to its sinking, you know. It doesn't make much sense. We have a high unemployment.
That's what you're accusing the lawmakers in your state of doing?
No, I think it's important that if people want to vote on this and they want it makes them feel better, that's okay, and it should go to the voters.
And we love democracy, but we love it more than anywhere else in Rhode Island. Buddy, you know, we got to go now, but thanks so much for coming back to The Takeaway.
Okay, good luck to you.
Buddy Cianci, host of The Buddy Cianci Show on WPRO in Rhode Island and the former mayor of Providence.
Imagine the license plates.
Huge.